Find out more about that with William Bird, who's the director at Media Monitoring Africa. William, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. This is a really significant development and one which I definitely welcome, because fake news is such a massive issue, particularly around elections. How exactly are you going to be dealing with it?
Hi, good afternoon. So part of the significance of this is the fact that this is the first time for South Africa, and indeed for the African continent, that you've got agreement and support by your big networks, your social media networks, to actually come together and work to make sure that we can act against disinformation. So it is a really significant thing for the IEC and an incredible achievement, really. So in terms of what we're going to be doing, what it means is, if you as a member of the public see something that you think is dodgy, you can report it to the site. It gets reviewed by three experts, it then goes to another expert, and then it goes to the IEC's electoral justice system, where the IEC then can decide on what they want to do about that. And that might be that they are referred to the platform. The platform will look at it and go, yes, we think this is disinformation, and remove it, or do whatever else they would like to do in terms of their normal algorithms. Or the IEC can say, this is something that we think is so potentially egregious that actually we are going to refer the matter to the electoral court or to the police, etc. So it's something that means that any member of the public can actually start to take real action against disinformation.
And then who ultimately has the say on these various platforms? Would it be up to Google or Facebook or Twitter or TikTok to make the ultimate decision on what comes down and what stays up?
Yes, I mean, and that's just because it is their platform. So in as much as we'd love to be able to say, well, you have to take this down, what we can do is ask them to do it, because it is their platform and it is according to their rules. But if the IEC reviews and investigates and then they refer it to the electoral court, it then becomes, of course, a standard criminal matter, in which case our courts could instruct the platform, or they could instruct the website to remove that particular content. So it's not something that doesn't have teeth. But I guess the thing that I want to emphasize is, it's not necessarily that. What you're trying to do is mitigate the spread of these things, so that the impact of the disinformation can be significantly reduced.
And if people do see something that is problematic, where do they go to report it, William?
They just go to real411.org and they report it there, or they go to the IEC's website. There's a button there, take you right through, take 2 minutes to report content, and it'll get addressed in a matter of hours.
William, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. William Bird, the director of Media Monitoring Africa. So the IEC is working with Media Monitoring Africa. They're working with those big platforms as well, Google, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. If you see something that you think is fake news, if you're concerned about it, go and report it at Real411 or on the IEC's website as well. Gosh, it would be very helpful to have something like this around vaccines and the pandemic at the moment as well.